Okay, welcome back to Lifeline with Michael Hennessy on Near 90.3 FM. So call us live in the studio on 867-1190 or text in at 087-6944-500. Now, I am joined in the studio by Bobby Hickey, who is a visually impaired journalism student from Rathmines College. Good morning, Bobby, and thank you for joining us on Lifeline.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for having me here.
Okay, Bobby, can you tell our listeners something about the background to your impairment and how it came about?
So when I was born in 1999, I was born fully blind with cataracts and a very rare condition called scleria cornea, known as Peter's anomaly. And so after countless amount of surgeries and corneal transplants and everything, I was eventually given sight by the amazing work of incredible doctors. It's not full sight. I'm visually impaired to the extent of being legally blind. I only have 3 feet of vision, and medically speaking I have 5% sight, so it's always been this way. So I've never known anything different, so I suppose in that sense it's easy for me, if that makes sense.
Yes, okay. But has this affected you as a child, say finding friends, playing at school? You know, did it leave you feeling a little bit isolated?
When I was younger, I didn't realise that my sight was any different to anyone else's. So I didn't, like, I mean, as a 4-year-old, you're not walking into school going, okay, I'm visually impaired to the extent of being legally blind.
Sure.
You know, I kind of just walked into school and I was like, I remember clearly being so excited about starting big school, as in going into junior infants, because I had the uniform and everything and I was so excited to go and make new friends and to try school lunches and all. I was just excited about going into school as every other kid would and should be at that age. I didn't realise that I had a different sight to anyone else, so in that sense it didn't affect me when I was younger.
Okay, now I can see, as can our listeners on the webcam, which we, if you turn behind you, you can give your friends a wave up there. Anyway, just how pretty you are, you know. But does your visual impairment allow you to appreciate this yourself, you know, your own prettiness and your own looks and things that are, you know, I suppose the word is narcissistic for anybody. So is your sense of awareness and beauty affected by your visual impairment?
I know what I look like. I know what many people in my life look like, and how I know what I myself look like is from spending ages looking in the mirror, as I'm sure everyone does. But whenever there is a photo taken of me, I'll examine it or whatever. I mean, the same as anyone else. Whenever a photo is taken of anyone, I think that they do look at it and they do study themselves and critique themselves. But how I learn how everyone else looks like is, unless I'm very close up to them. So, for example, I know what my parents look like because naturally I'll have been close up to them as a child and stuff like that, so I know what they look like. But whenever I meet someone else, and if I find them on Facebook or whatever, I'll always have a look at their photos just to see what they actually look like, because I have an idea of what they look like in person, but not in detail. So if I want to know what they look like in detail, I'll just study the photos.
Okay. Now, I know that you're well on your way to becoming a broadcaster and journalist. How do you manage to study the complex list of subjects required for this course? Now, it really is some achievement on a very, very tough course.
I use technology, so I have my laptop and there's a great software called Zoom Text. So I don't use any of the speech facilities on the laptop, because personally I find that annoying, but it's different to for every visual impaired and blind person, so that's just what I prefer. So I zoom into everything on my laptop, so everything is big text and I know how to touch type properly and everything like that, and I take notes during class and I listen, and it helps when you're interested in what you're studying as well, you know.
Super. Okay. So does your visual impairment affect your student social life, and how do you overcome obstacles in this area?
No, it doesn't. I mean, if I want to go out, I'll try and find people to go out, and naturally, like everyone, sometimes I can't find people to go out, and it's not because of my sight, it's just because they're busy or they're not in the mood for it, or there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But I mean, I do manage to get out, and I have a great close network of friends that are always, you know, they don't look after me, they look out for me, but in the same way that I'll look out for them. So it's very much a mutual thing. So no, it doesn't really affect. I've been blessed with the people that I've grown up with and everything. So I've been lucky that way.
All right. Okay, so when you have finished your studies, Bobby, what would be your ideal job? Now, I personally think that you have a superb radio voice and would make an excellent radio or television broadcaster. Is this a direction that you would like to go in?
Yes, definitely. I would love to be a radio presenter or a TV presenter. I think it would be great fun. I love talking, as you can probably tell.
Yes.
something broad, something flexible, and that I can travel with and everything. I wouldn't really like to be stationary. But I think, again, I didn't realise I'd be studying journalism this time last year, so I suppose it's, you know, everything happens for a reason and we can't tell what's going to happen.
For sure. So do you find Ireland a helpful or a non-helpful place for people with a disability?
I think Ireland is a great place for getting help, but I think that it's a great place for getting help only if you ask for it. So what I've learned over the years is if you need help properly, you do need to ask for it and you need to swallow your pride a bit and go, here, listen, I actually need help here. I can't do this because I can't see. And that's okay. It's okay to say that, you know what, I need a bit of help. And Ireland is great that when you call, if you're getting kind of public transport or whatever, and you call them and be like, here, look, I need you to stop for me, I need this to happen, and you let them know about your visual impairment, they do tend to help you as much as possible and accommodate you to the best of their ability. But like everything, there are going to be people that are less accommodating, and that's sure. going to come across in every walk of life. I have had some bad experiences with public transport in that they don't stop for me because I'm unable to wave buses over, and I've been left standing at bus stops for 2.5 hours at a time.
Wow. Okay.
With my cane. So, I mean, it's very much a place, in my experience, that if you don't let them know that you're visually impaired, they aren't going to cop and they just won't be able to help you. But that's just with some places.
Right.
And for the
right.
most part, I've learned over the years that it's just worth speaking up.
Yes, okay. And do you get good or any assistance from the government or other agencies?
Yeah, no, I get the disability allowance, and I do get a lot of help from NCBI and the Irish Guide Dogs as well over the years. I don't have a guide dog, but I have done training courses down in Cork for like cooking and independence, and you know what I mean, just little things so that when I move out of my family home one day, I will be able to cope. which I, to be honest, I think every teenager should get those courses, not just visually impaired. So yeah, no, the country, it is great, and there are a lot of schemes in place that if you need help, again, speak up and it is there.
Okay. Bobby, you seem to have achieved amazing independence despite your blindness. Has this been a difficult road for you?
Not for me personally, no, because I've always been this way. I've always said to people that I think if I was 19 now in my first year of college, like I am, and if I was suddenly to lose my sight, I think that would be a much bigger challenge than it has been for me, because I've never known anything different. So I've achieved everything I've achieved, but it's not because of my blindness, if that makes any sense. I've never known anything different, so it hasn't really, I mean, it's been there, and it is
a feature.
It's been there, and it has been a factor in everything that I've done. For example, I'm here today because of all these questions.
Sure.
But I don't think of it like that, and I just think of, I'm Bobby, I'm here to talk about my life and everything, you know. So it has been a tricky road, but no more than it has been for anyone else.
Okay, and is there any possibility that your vision can be improved by further operations or medically in the future?
Yeah, there's always a possibility, and right now at the moment my condition is stable, so we're just waiting for a revolutionary surgery or a piece of technology to come around that can help my sight. And there is stuff in the works, and I have been given a very powerful piece of technology to possibly help my sight. So it's revolutionising every single day, and there are doctors working on it all over the world, and we're just waiting until they come to the surface. So yes, definitely.
Okay. And do you feel that you've developed other intuitions and skills to compensate for your lack of vision?
I think so. I mean, I have very good hearing, but I think also emotionally I can read rooms and read energies, and emotional intelligence I think is higher than normal people, but I'm not very sure. But people that I'm close to, I am able to read them very intuitively without a lot of effort. So I guess so.
Okay, thank you. What advice would you give another visually impaired young person with a similar impairment to yourself? Just on some of the main pitfalls, or some things you would do differently, or something like that.
I would say to know that it is okay to be okay, or to not be okay. Sorry, it's also okay to be okay, but it's okay to not be okay as well, which is, I think, for me, a very important thing that I took a while to realise. And another thing that I took a while to realise is that it's okay to be visually impaired, and it's okay to be legally blind. And it's okay to ask for help, and you can't be Superwoman every single day. And if you need to just say to someone, I can't see what I'm doing, I really need your help, that is totally fine. And actually, the more you do it, the easier it'll get, and it takes so much courage. So I'd say just don't stop believing in yourself, but also just treat yourself, don't treat yourself any different for it. Don't self-pity, just know that it's okay.
Yes, okay. So I suspect that the root of your strength and confidence come from your family. Has this been an important factor in your success?
Yes, definitely. I have been blessed with being reared by amazing parents, Jennifer and Patrick. They're brilliant. They are the root of all my confidence and my resilience and everything that I do. It's because of them, because if I hadn't been raised in the way that I was raised by them, I don't know what I'd be doing. They raised me in the sense that I can do whatever I want to do when I put my mind to it, and good things come to those who work. So it is because of them that I am the person that I am today, and also the amazing support group of friends that I have. I grew up with the best group of girls ever, and I'm still great friends with them, and it is because of them and my family and everything around horses and my family and my friends. It is all because of them that I am the person that I am today, and I would have been lost without them all, so definitely.
Okay, Bobby, I've got a real sense when I met you first that that was exactly the case. Now, is there any point that we've missed in this short conversation that you would like to highlight yourself?
I think the main thing that I'd like to highlight is just for anyone listening who maybe passes a visually impaired person every day on their way to work, or who knows a visually impaired person and who struggles with what to say to them, and who is worried about offending them, and who is worried about even speaking to them in a certain tone of voice, don't put too much thought into it, because behind that visual impairment, behind the cane or the guide dog that they're walking with, there is a person just like you. And don't let their visually impairment scare you into talking to them, because they are the exact same as everyone else. They have struggles like everyone else. People call me inspirational. I don't understand that, because I'm the exact same as everyone else. I have bad days like everyone else, and that visually impaired person is no different to you or I, despite the fact that they have one less sense. So don't be scared by their disability. Speak to them like that you speak to everyone else, and don't be afraid to call them an idiot if they do something wrong.
Lovely line. Okay, Bobby, thank you so much. So thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM. So I look forward to talk to you again in the near future. I can see that you're heading for great success and massive well done in your achievement despite obstacles. So bye from the interview for now. Bobby has just completed that last interview with us. She's a journalism student in Rathmines, and she was speaking about her visual impairment. Now don't forget that all interviews are available on podcast at www.nearfm.ie/podcast, and sometimes it's useful to add in the presenter's name. And also know that this show is repeated again at 11:30 this evening.